Supervisors, take your seats, please. It will call us to order and ask that those who are wanting to stand and join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance. For the record, I am not Steve Doyle. Just thought I'd mention that since the official meeting notice indicates that he'll be calling us to order. If you're not already logged in, please make sure that you do so on the computer. The chair's report begins with information on the WCA convention, and Supervisor Sobranek is going to cover that for us this evening. Supervisor Sobranek.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As far as the convention goes, which is going to be on the September 26th to the 28th, first of all, I'd highly recommend taking the Amtrak. It's less costly than driving your car. Also, it has a lot of expense for La Crosse County when you figure the reimbursement for mileage. Anyone going should get an exempt card from Linda. That's also a savings for La Crosse County. We're exempt on most everything with that card when we're attending these things. On March 14th and 16th, I attended a conference, the Governor's Conference on Tourism. I recommend that you do not stay at the Hilton. I know it's one of the hotels listed. There are no enemies. Most of the employees work for tips only. They do not have a shuttle. You cannot use the luggage cart. They will take your luggage to and from your room for a tip. If you want ice, you'll find out all the ice machines have been disconnected. They will bring you a container of ice except for especially for a tip. If you need to use the phone, you will not find a phone book in your room. You have to go through the desk, and that will cost you 95 cents. If you have free time or want to use the pool, you will find it locked. You can make arrangements to use it for $10. Same thing goes for the exercise room. It's locked. If you want to use it, that'll be $10. Also, there is no cable TV. Local channels are only if you want cable, that will cost you. You get local channels only. So I would recommend staying at any place because it was really a bad experience. And if you want to stay at the Hilton, bring a lot of tip money. I think they have 100 to 175 blocks. If you got that notice, that'll tell you. But 350 rooms have been blocked for the WCA, and that's the most. So that would probably be the place to go. Same price as the Hilton, but you're not going to get ripped off. I just suggest going somewhere else. It's very costly.
And just for the record, again, Supervisor Sobranek is sharing his personal experience, not making an official recommendation about where you stay in Milwaukee. But just a reminder that if you are planning on going, Margaret in the chair's office needs to know that ASAP. All right?
Yes. And see Lena for an exempt card. That will save the La Crosse County a bundle of money.
Good. Thank you for the suggestions.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other questions or comments about WCA? Thank you, Supervisor Sobranek. We need to make a decision on the July planning meeting date. We mentioned this at our planning meeting last week. And we need to land on either, I think the 7th or 8th is what we had narrowed it down to. So can we just do a quick straw poll here? How many people could not attend if the meeting were held the night of the 7th of July? That's actually Wednesday, I believe. Could not attend on Wednesday the 7th. Pardon? Supervisor Geary.
Because of that date, the Highway Committee or the Public Works has to cancel and reschedule. So we'll want to meet before executive in case a resolution goes from there to the executive committee. So even though like we could meet on Wednesday, that probably would be the best date for us to meet, not to conflict with somebody else's.
So the committee hasn't, you haven't set your July meeting date yet? So can we influence you by the decision we make tonight? Okay. So anyone who cannot attend, if the meeting is held on the evening of Thursday, the 8th of July. And I'm assuming we're adding two others who aren't here tonight. That's Common Council meeting, is that right? Okay. So we will be the planning meeting for July will be the 7th of July, which is that Wednesday of that week that we would, because Monday is the official holiday for county employees. So we'll meet on Wednesday, the 7th of July. Thank you. So now Public Works and Infrastructure can figure out when they want to meet. We also have on the agenda to discuss the county board picnic date. Supervisor Sobranek.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, somebody's finally here, and I think it's time that we start discussing our county board picnic. Last year we had it in August, and I need to know your preference for which month you would like to have it, June, July, August. I also need a couple of volunteers to call past supervisors and department heads to get a yes or no count on whether to attend or not. This is important so I can get a number on how many people will attend, so I know how much food to order. I will also need your input on what you would like for an entree. Just a suggestion, if you want the traditional barbecue chicken, that's okay. Last year we had hand-rubbed ribs and chicken drumsticks, just for something different. I was thinking personally of a hamburger steak smothered in mushrooms, maybe patty melt on your hamburger steak. This is my idea. We could have both. It's your choice. I need your feedback on this. So I have three caterers that are going to bid on whatever you want. My main objection is to do what we do best, and that's be frugal. Keep the price down. And get the best for less. I welcome any input, majority rules, and don't forget that we'll need a motion to change the meeting to the morning board meeting on the picnic day. And at that time, I'd like to introduce him that make a motion that we move the, whether it be in July or August, last year was August, on picnic day, I make a motion that we move the meeting to the morning.
Okay, so let's hold off on that motion until we have consensus on the month. Everybody okay with August again? Mm-hmm. Any major objection to that? So now Supervisor Sobranek's motion is in order that the August regular meeting of the county board begin at 9 a.m. Is there a second to that motion? That would be August the third Thursday, the 19th. Thank you, Supervisor Burke. So for the August 19th meeting, that it begin at 9 a.m. in the morning. Is there a second? Seconded by Supervisor Ebert. Discussion on that item. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Three no's. Supervisor Pedretti, Supervisor Burns, four. Supervisor Feehan, Supervisor Johnson, all vote no. That motion carries, so the picnic will be, the county board meeting will be at 9 o'clock on August 19th, and the picnic to follow. And my suggestion is that Supervisor Sobranek, you come up with some kind of a written tool to get input from folks on food and other arrangements for the picnic, including your requests for help, and we'll make sure that those circulate. We have a couple of months to do that.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And my co-chair, Arlene Bendrood, which does most of the work, I just put everything out, and she handles everything. And year after year, everybody's known the picnic. She does all the work. But I just wanted to point that out, and I would like to suggest that for Century Located, we continue doing what we've been doing and going to Swarthall Park. All right.
Thank you, Supervisor Sobranek. Supervisor Benrud, mention that you do all the work for the picnic.
I'm joking.
Will you talk into your microphone, please? That you wanted to make sure that people, that you suggest that we're at Swarthout Park also?
Yeah.
Okay, because we couldn't hear you because you weren't talking into your microphone. Any other comments on the picnic? We'll be ready to respond to Supervisors Sobranek and Benrud on their suggestions for the, or soliciting our suggestions for the picnic. Supervisor Feehan.
My question is, what is the time commitment, and if the meeting's at 9 o'clock, do we know how long the actual board meeting's going to go or when the picnic starts?
It's our regular meeting, so however long it takes, if tonight is any indicator, it might be a longer meeting.
Does it take?
But it's the normal meeting, and then the picnic follows at noontime.
Well, won't
typically.
You have to set a specific time for the catering company?
Yeah, they take care of that. We've been doing it on a regular basis for the past several years, and Supervisors Benrud and Sobranek make all those arrangements and know how to work with the caterer on that. So thank you for your concern. Anything else on the picnic? Okay, moving right along. I was going to say, I know I personally am missing Chairman Doyle tonight. I'm sure I speak for others in the room. My thought is the quicker the meeting, the less we will miss him tonight. But obviously that thinking hasn't worked. No, just joking. Any supervisor conference reports? Supervisor Hampson.
Thank you. This isn't exactly a conference report. I just wanted to remind you that you're all invited to Day in the Life, which Health and Human Services Board sets up and gives you an opportunity to learn more about the complicated assortment of services that is Health and Human Services. And that's why we started it, because we on the board were having trouble understanding everything that goes on. Health and Human Services touches on almost every area of county business, from solid waste to zoning and nursing homes to jail. And many of these programs are threatened by the state economy and the budget process. Opportunities this year include tours of two of our newest programs, the Women's Community-Based House and the Care Center. We're offering everything from court hearings and screenings for child protective services, alcohol drug testing, crisis mental health team at work in the jail, vector control, communicable diseases, sexually transmitted infections, to touring a horse stable. This is especially valuable to newly elected board members. It's a good learning experience for all. Legislators and the media usually come. You got an invitation in the mail with all the possibilities listed, and the sign-up sheets are in the ante room there on a table. Doug is guarding them. And then at the end of the day, we have a wrap-up session and pizza. So I encourage you to have a look at those schedules.
And just a reminder to supervisors, if you have your calendars with you and are interested in going over to sign up during tonight's meeting, please make sure that you log off the computer and back on again. But we're you're certainly welcome to do that. Make sure that you log out and log back on again, please.
Thank you.
Anything else, Supervisor Hampson? Supervisor Pedretti.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On April 24th through the 28th, I was in Washington, D.C. for the UW Cooperative Extension meeting. It's held nationally every year, and I was one of the delegates from Wisconsin. It was not paid for by county taxpayer money. We did a raffle at the last meeting. The conference was very good. We had some great meetings with all the states across the nation. I gave a talk on just an example in our county, how much the UW Extension has saved townships monies by using Carl Green at the UW Extension. And that talk was used as well with our congressman and our senator, and it was very well received. It was a great leadership program, and I learned a lot about what UW Extensions are doing, not knowing they were so well involved all over the state. So I just wanted to report that it was a very good conference.
Thank you, Supervisor Pedretti, and thank you for representing Wisconsin at that conference. Supervisor Benrud.
Thank you. I was in Madison for Wisconsin County Highway Association Capital Days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. There were 30 of us there. We had issue papers on state trunk highway maintenance funding, local road improvement program, and general transportation aids. We visited offices of Dan Kapanke, Jennifer Schilling, Mike Hipsch, Dale Schultz, Lee Nearson, and their staff. There were 1,600 bills presented, 300 passed so far, and there will be more. the no smoking passed for July, and text drivers will be pulled over. There are a lot of legislators that are retiring this session. 2.2 billion shortfall. They will be getting rid of people this winter because due to the budget, and this is the first. Thank you, and last but not least, I'll be sending a card around if people would sign, and please don't pass it to Jerry Hubert.
Boy, she's a sly one, that Supervisor Benrud, isn't she? She is. Thank you, Supervisor Benrud. Supervisor Schrader.
This has nothing to do with the county again. I just wanted to say that we had another successful honor flight, Freedom Honor Flight, sending World War II vets to Washington, D.C. And this one was very special because one of the fellows that was supposed to be on the thing passed away before the flight, and his son carried his flag up the ramp to the plane to be presented. And I'm going to break up. To be presented in Arlington, so thanks.
Thank you, Supervisor Schrader. Supervisor Conkle.
This past Thursday through Sunday, I was in Washington, D.C. for the Young Elected Officials Network Conference, and that was a really great opportunity to meet and network with representatives at both the state, county, municipal levels, and also, interestingly enough, there were school board representatives there from across the country, and there was just a lot of very interesting educational pieces associated with that. So if anyone has any questions about, you know, what went on, feel free to talk to me afterward, but it was a really awesome experience, and I did not go there on the county money either, so it was kind of a win-win.
Thank you, Supervisor Conkle. Supervisor Paff.
Thank you. I was just going to just say that the Solid Waste Policy Development Committee is going to meet June 2nd at 9 o'clock. If anybody wants to just sit in and listen to what we talk about in what we're working on.
That's where is that meeting?
June 2nd at the Solid Waste Building on 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, June 2nd.
Thank you. Supervisor Mock, did you have your hand up?
I attended the La Crosse Area Convention and Visitors Bureau's annual awards meeting and learned that we're partnering with them in the community. And the speaker is why I'm telling you about this. The keynote speaker was a man named Robert Ian, and he really was quite a motivational speaker. If anybody needs a good talk on facing change, as we do and are constantly. He's very good. He gave a lot of good points. It's mostly attitude because change is constant. And it was a very good talk.
Thank you, Supervisor Mock. Seeing no other conference reports, Gary Ingvaldson has the Deputy Administrator's report.
There is only one item on my report, and actually it's an announcement from Jim regarding the LEC edition.
I saw there was nothing on there, so I had to put something on for Gary, but then he made me come up to speak. The LEC edition's coming along. I guess I'd like to offer tours to the county board one last time before we start moving into the building, which is scheduled for mid-June. So if you have your pencils ready, I'll give you some dates and times. You don't have to sign up, just show up and I'll take whoever's there. The afternoon of PR&D, which is June 1st, I'll start at 2:30. June 3rd, which is Public Works and Infrastructure, we'll go after the meeting. The meeting's at 4, so I'll plan on taking a group after the meeting. Aging and Long-Term Care, which is June 7th. They meet at 10:15. I will take a tour after their meeting also. And I'll also ask Margaret to put all this on the agendas also as a reminder. June 8th, Judiciary and Law. I'll take a tour at 1 o'clock, and then again after LEC construction, that meets at 4, so probably 5:15, 5:30, we'll do another tour for that group. And then Health and Human Services Board, which is also on the 8th, probably do that at the same time around that 5:15 mark, so if you want to join LEC construction. We'll meet at the south end of the Law Enforcement Center. We'll meet at the main lobby entrance, and we'll walk down Vine Street and go in that way. So,
Supervisor Friedland has a question, it looks like.
Have you considered doing any public tours before the building opens?
We talked briefly about it. I'm going to leave the public tours of the jail and that up to the sheriff. This is just a tour for county board members to get a view of it before we start moving jail staff into the new areas. So,
Supervisor Schrader.
Jim, I heard some rumors that there might be a sleepover over there before. Is that true?
We could arrange that for you if you really wanted to.
Not a permanent thing, but I...
Anything else, Mr. Sproutless?
That's all I have.
No,
thank
is
you.
That was there any rumors? Is that just rumor?
That's rumors, yeah.
Okay.
That's the first time I've heard that, so... I heard something else tonight, too, but I'm not sure about that one.
Anything else for you, Gary? Let this be an example to all of us this evening. Thank you very much. Cards and correspondence are on the back bulletin board. Any committee meetings being held? Do we need a recess tonight? Seeing none, thank you. Supervisor Plesha, do you have a motion on the consent agenda? Moved by Supervisor Plesha, seconded by Supervisor Sobranek to approve the consent agenda. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Consent agenda is approved unanimously. Supervisor Billings, if you take the chair so we can do appointments, please.
Madam Chair.
Thank you. On behalf of Chairman Doyle, I move the appointments listed in the agenda.
Motion made by Supervisor Johnson, seconded by Supervisor Brockmiller. All in favor of the appointments signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, Supervisor Billings. Supervisor Pedretti, you have Planning Resources and Development Committee?
Yes, I do. Item number 5-35, a conditional use permit number 809 filed by Paul Schrader of Store Contractors Equipment, to store contractors' equipment, supplies, and vehicles in a detached accessory building on 39.23 acres of zoned traditional ag district in the town of Hamilton. I move for its approval with 7 conditions.
Supervisor Pedretti moves the committee report, which is to approve with 7 conditions, seconded by Supervisor Weers. Is there discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Carries unanimously.
Item 5-36, zoning petition number 1837 filed by Deborah K. and Randall D. Flurry, DBA of New Homes, for Parcel A, and Tim Lysacker, owner of Lysacker Well Drilling and Pump Service, acting in behalf of Dennis and Jean Stewart to rezone 2 parcels from Ag District A to Commercial District B in the town of Holland. I move the committee's report for approval, and there were no conditions.
Moved by Supervisor Pedretti, seconded by Supervisor Richmond. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, no. Carries unanimously.
Item 5-37, conditional use permit number 811 filed by Douglas Ender, acting with permission from the owner, David Rucker, to operate a massage therapy practice inside his residence and on the grounds of the owner's property next door on a 4.89 acres of land that is zoned exclusive ag district in the town of Onalaska. I move the committee's report with the 9 conditions.
Supervisor Pedretti moves the committee report for approval, which includes 9 conditions. Is there a second? Seconded by Supervisor Kyle. Discussion. Supervisor Schrader.
I thought this was a little unusual that they would give a massage license to a...
It's not a license.
Not only the house, but the entire grounds.
Supervisor Pedretti.
It's not a license. This is just a zoning issue, and I could have Jeff speak to it if...
need be. So the issue of licensure is
permit. I'll make it correct.
Correct. It does allow for zoning. The gentleman expressed that he'd like to maybe have massage therapy outside. It's out in the country. It's a very peaceful setting. That's how he worded it.
Other discussion on item 537. Supervisor Mettinger.
Yeah, well, I'm just not sure exactly where to ask this question, so I'm probably out of order, but in the minutes of the Planning and Resource Development Committee, they have like a special exception permit for Tim and Margaret Larson that comes between these two zoning issues, and yet that's not on the agenda.
Yes. Let's
just hold off on that.
Yeah,
we'll answer that question after we take a vote on 537. We'll be sure to come back to that, Supervisor Mettinger. Any other discussion on this item? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, no. Carries unanimously. Supervisor Pedretti, if you can answer Supervisor Mettinger's question.
It's a great question. Special exceptions are approved by the committee only. They don't need to come to a county board for approval, and it's the standard how they do it. So that's why you don't see it on the agenda.
Just because she says so.
Mr. Blesky, if you could explain why.
Jeff.
Good evening. Special exception permits fall under our zoning and wetland zoning ordinance, and those are just not brought to the county board. They're not amendments to an ordinance of any kind. So there's criteria that have to be met when you're within 300 feet of a creek or 1,000 feet of a lake. So we just make sure that there's no drainage, no outfall, no contaminants that end up in our waters. So an administrative process.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Blesky, for clarifying that. Any other? Oh, we still have 538. Sorry, Supervisor Pedretti.
It's okay. It was just a test. Yeah. See if I'm up on. Item number 5-38, a zoning petition number 1838 filed by Ann Ducharme and Terry Roden to rezone from Residential A to Agricultural District A in the town of Holland. I move for its approval with the two conditions.
Supervisor Pedretti moves the committee report, which is approval with two conditions. Is there a second? Seconded by Supervisor Monti. Any discussion? Supervisor Hampson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I read the minutes about the animal waste, and I wondered if that plan was in place yet.
Yes, they have more than enough acreage to cover multiple horses, so
okay,
they are within.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Carries unanimously. Is that it for you, Supervisor Pedretti?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Executive Committee Supervisor Billings.
Thank you. I have item 5-39, an ordinance to amend section 3.13, parent 4, parent B, 4, of Chapter 3 of the General Code of La Crosse County, Wisconsin, regarding mileage reimbursement. And I move for its approval.
Moved by Supervisor Billings, seconded by Supervisor Hampson. This is the second reading, although we held it over an extra month so that Supervisor Hampson could be here, for those of you who are keeping track on your calendars. Discussion on the ordinance. Supervisor Geary.
What is the difference between compensation and mileage? To me, it'd be mainly semantics. Mileage is part of the compensation package. For example, if you raise the county board salary by $20 per month, this would show on your monthly check. We can't raise our salary midterm. If you pass this resolution or ordinance, it expands mileage beyond the current standards. This may entitle you to an additional $20 per month or even more. This would be issued on a separate check called mileage. Let's not hoodwink the public by saying this is not an increase in compensation, when clearly it is. We are splitting hairs with this terminology. We have 9 to 10% unemployment nationwide. The country's in a fiscal crisis. Today, the stock market took its biggest drop in 15 months, so I am not in favor of raising our compensation. Excuse me. I guess I have to call it mileage.
Other discussion? Supervisor Bills Kemper.
Well, I would disagree with Supervisor Gary. Mileage is neither compensation, it's reimbursement. You're spending out of money pocket and depreciating your vehicle. So let's, if we want to be semantic about it, I think that's more accurate.
Any other discussion? Supervisor Friedland.
First, I have a question, and that is this the same standard that other employees have? If they go to meetings outside of their regular job location, does this also apply? Does something similar apply? And then, second of all, I wanted some clarification. It looks like by saying mileage may be claimed for those supervisors appointed by the county board to external boards, that you have to, in order to get the reimbursement, you have to be appointed. There are many county board members who believe that part of their general county board responsibility, I'm looking at the underline part of the beginning, official county business that results from county board responsibilities. Many people feel like their responsibility is to go to meetings that they aren't officially on to see what's going on, so that they can really be up to speed with what the county is doing. So if you go to a meeting that you're not, you don't have to go to, can you claim mileage for that? I just want clarification as to what this is supposed to be for, please.
So we have three issues. One, on the appointed, that was definitely the intent in executive committee, that it was specifically for appointed or appointments that county board supervisors had to be the official representative to an external committee or organization. Okay. So that was the intent. On the second issue, which I can't remember, but the third one I can remember. What was your first one, Supervisor Friedland?
Well, that was my first one, and I think I only had two questions. My first question was thinking, other departments.
So, yeah. Gary, can you speak to what other employees' standard is?
County employees are not reimbursed to travel to and from their primary place of employment. They are reimbursed when they go to a meeting outside of their primary place of employment, provided that is it approved by their supervisor or manager.
And then the third issue, I'm sorry, I'm going to go back to Supervisor Geary's question. So, Bill, will you just clarify the issue of whether or not this is compensation? I'm assuming you're raising the issue because it's midterm now and it's after the fact. So can you clarify that, please, Mr. Shepherd?
Reimbursement for expenses are not considered a part of compensation, so you can change this if you wish to do that during midterm. You don't have to. There's, you know, it's up to your discretion. It's a policy matter.
Oh, and the other question that I had was whether you have to be an official part of that meeting, or if you go to other meetings, is it permissible to get reimbursement?
Go ahead, Bill.
And the answer to that would be no.
The language that was added to this amendment is that mileage may be claimed by all supervisors for official county business that results from their county board or committee responsibilities. It was the feeling that there are many commitments that county board supervisors have that don't result in an official meeting notice. That, if you recall, that was the previous rule, that you had to have a pink meeting notice and to claim mileage. But this broadens that and enables you to claim mileage if it has to deal directly with your role as a supervisor or a committee member.
Does that answer
your question?
And not really.
If a supervisor attends the LADCO annual meeting as a function of their job as a county board supervisor, would they or would they not be able to seek reimbursement for mileage?
Yes, that would, you know, be an official. It's an organization that the county board supports.
Okay.
You know, the issue of, for instance, this day in the life, you know, that's a official responsibility if you choose to take advantage of it. So if you're driving to come to day in the life, that's part of your job duties, and you can claim mileage for that. There are many other examples, I know the committee chair persons come in for the agenda setting meetings. There aren't official meeting notices for that. Previously, you would have not gotten compensated for that. Under this rule, it's official business. You can claim compensation if you choose. You can always not claim it. I mean, nobody forces you to claim reimbursement for mileage if you are opposed to it.
Did that answer your question, Supervisor Friedland?
Well, if I want to come in and go to an executive committee meeting, and I'm not on the executive committee, but there's an item that comes up because of my interest in, you know, whatever, solid waste or aging or whatever, I can claim it if I want?
Yes, very definitely, because all supervisors are entitled to attend all meetings of any committee of the county board. So, yes, if you have an interest in a subject or just want to come and be apprised of what's going on in a particular committee, you can claim mileage for that. And that would be under this new rule.
Supervisor Ebert.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I'd like to ask the county clerk, how will you verify this? I mean, right now we're doing a verification process. How would you verify it?
I would not be able to verify it. For this reason, it would be pretty much an honor thing and the approval of the board chair. There would be no way for me to verify all those attendances.
So, in other words, and as I understand, we would not need advanced approval to do this. I went down to see Hank on a constituent matter. That would be reimbursable. Going to a village board meeting in my district, would be, everything is basically on the table.
Yes, I mean, it has to be something related to your job as a supervisor, but, yep, you know, if you want to go out to Solid Waste to talk to Hank Cook because you're interested in an issue out there, and that would be reimbursable.
Yeah, I guess I just think this is going to open a whole can of worms, and we always talk about being frugal, and I guess I'm not convinced that this is in the best interest. I know a lot of my fellow board members that are running talked about fiscally conservative as long as we still provided service, and I don't see this providing a whole lot of service to our constituents, but rather primarily service to our pocketbooks. Thank you.
Supervisor Paff. Oops. Supervisor Paff, sorry.
Thank you. I think you've clarified a lot of it here, because like what I did mention, this June 2nd policy meeting that we're having out there, what you were saying now is they don't, anyone who wants to come to that, other than the three of us that are on it, could come to that, and they will be, and they don't have to ask the chairman or ask the county board chairman or the get a receipt or anything from the chairman of the committee. That would be one way of doing away with the, if you want to call it, the fraud of, you know.
It would have to be the county board chair. The county board chair signs off on all of the mileage forms that get submitted.
But the part that Mr. Shepherd just said, then, that would not be needed at all. It would be strictly an honor system right now, that if you want to go to most anything, anywhere connected to your supervisorship,
I think Linda was the one who spoke to verification.
Okay.
And her
like
point, I think, was that she couldn't necessarily verify whether or not someone had attended that meeting. So it really is incumbent upon the supervisor to be honest in filling out the form. And then it's incumbent upon the county board chair, who signs off on the request before it gets submitted for reimbursement, to confirm that the person did in fact go where they said they were going. Or the supervisor went where they said they were going. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Supervisor Feehan.
Wouldn't this be an unreimbursed business expense, and any of the supervisors here could keep a mileage log and take this as a deduction on their taxes, couldn't they?
Gary, will you respond, please?
I'm not a tax accountant, but I would think that would be the case unless somebody has other experience.
Supervisor Bills Kemper.
Yeah. Well, if you file the long form, you can.
Supervisor Friedman.
If you do the alternative minimum tax, employee business expenses don't come in. We can't. My family can't take them.
Other discussion on the ordinance? Supervisor Burns.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't think this ordinance would be abused by county board members. I think this would be. I trust that everyone would report accurately where they're at and what they're doing in its official business. I guess I don't have a problem with that, but I am against the ordinance because I think we're compensated well already, and I remember at the annual meeting this past year, Supervisor Gary moved to lower the county board compensation by $20, and I seconded that motion. Unfortunately, that didn't pass. But I think we really need to be careful this whole discussion, it seemed like a kind of innocuous thing, but there's a number of meetings, a number of contacts, a number of things that have come up just in the past few minutes that, this could be a bigger increase than we think. And so I guess I would assume, I think we should be careful anytime we do something like this, and I guess I'm not going to support this ordinance. Thank you.
Supervisor Sobranek.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You're being reimbursed for travel. It's a break-even proposition. I just don't understand how this would even become a tax issue. It's a break-even thing. You're being reimbursed for your expenses. Thank you.
Is there any other supervisor who wishes to speak for the first time on this issue? Did you speak already, Supervisor Hampson, on this? Supervisor Hampson.
I actually kept my mouth shut up to now.
Could you repeat that, please?
Get it in the minutes, Linda. I just want to go through a little bit of my rationale again and see if I can address some of those concerns. First of all, my primary place of employment is my house. I don't have an office except at home. Now, I've never claimed mileage for coming to meetings within the county until it came up in the discussion last fall about supervisor pay. And I've always fought for more supervisor pay because I think it's ridiculous what we're compensated. Even the UWL Student Senate President gets paid $7,000 a year. It's just the American way to be compensated for service. So, and then we also just finished the campaign season, during which candidates have to pay for their own election costs. We haggle about the insurance coverage every year, and this year we increased the percentage that supervisors pay for their health insurance to what the same percentage as other part-time employees, which I think is totally fair. As it ends up, it's more for single health and dental insurance than what we get paid. So I'm back to sending a check into the county every month for my health insurance, which is just fine. But after the discussion on cutting mileage reimbursement, I went through my calendar last year, and then I've looked this year, and I've added up all the trips I make within the county. And they include, like Bill said, the agenda prep meetings. I've often been requested to come in by a county board chair or administrator. In Health and Human Services, there are employee recognition events where I speak. I've toured facilities for the Women's Community Program and the Care Center. I have meetings with the department heads. I went to planning meetings for the Care Center. I've been involved in a high-speed rail group, health science consortium meetings on binge drinking, and I helped put together the NACO drug program. And I've also been in for interviews for new department heads. And then that's in addition to the meetings for committees that I'm already on. And I'm on five or six committees, I used to be on the jail construction committee, but I got mad and quit. And I think, you know, this isn't anything special. I think anybody who does this job with any enthusiasm at all does the same thing. We just don't realize how much we do it until we compile it. I still think we should get paid better. I will always say that. And I think we should be able to claim mileage for meetings we go to if we choose, even if they don't have a formal notice. If I don't show up at an agenda prep meeting, I'm not doing my job. If I don't check the facilities where we might put a mental health facility, I'm not doing my job. I go to other committees because I'm interested in them. Those are not what I'm talking about. I don't claim those. I don't put in for those at all. That's just my curiosity. So, you know, we're never going to get paid better. There's no political will for that. But I think this is just reimbursing us for what we do for the county. And I don't think it's fraud, and I don't think it'll be abused. And everything has to go past Steve Doyle. So if he doesn't approve of it, then it's crossed off. And that's my rationale. Thank you.
Supervisor Weers.
Thank you. I'm against this for a lot of reasons, but I just want to point out that there are a lot of community citizen members on committees. Are we going to start paying their mileage? Because I when I was a committee member, I never would have assumed that I would go to a meeting because I'm getting paid to it. I have a job, and then I think the more we pay, the more we compensate, the further we're getting from having people that, you know, maybe are in have another job, and that's what keeps us in touch, I think, a lot of times with what's going on. So I think the farther we get away from that, it's not a good thing. Thank you.
Just for clarification, citizen members who serve on committees are able to claim reimbursement.
Is it ad hoc committees too, like the high-speed rail committee, or non-official, like not the full-time committees, just the
county board committees?
So that, like the high-speed rail or LADCO or any of that stuff?
Yeah, that's not a county committee.
But we're saying that we would be reimbursed for those things.
County board supervisors
right.
would, yes.
But
there aren't county appointees of citizen members to the high-speed rail committee.
But these people wouldn't have to be appointed to that. They would just, this is if you just show up and you're not appointed to that. If I go to a high-speed rail meeting and I'm not appointed to it, I'm there with 20 other people
county
and I'm getting paid to
appointees of any kind, either supervisors or citizen members to the high-speed rail, as that example.
Exactly.
Health and Human Service Board members who are citizen members who are appointed by this body to serve on Health and Human Services Board, as an example,
for clarification,
would be eligible.
Like the high-speed rail, as an example, we're saying that
county board supervisors, if this ordinance passes, county board supervisors who attend a high-speed rail coalition meeting could claim reimbursement.
Even though it's not a county committee.
Right. Supervisor Billings.
Thank you. I hear some comments where it seems like people are referring to this as a pay increase. And really, this is not a pay increase. This is reimbursement for gas and wear and tear on cars. At first blush, I looked at this and I thought, well, you know, I'm not a fan of us getting paid mileage to come to these meetings at all, and I never claim mileage. Partly because I live close, and partly because it seemed like I didn't need it. But as I thought about this, you know, I feel like there are a minimum of three meetings that we must attend: the planning meeting, our regular business meeting, and our committee meeting. But there are a lot of supervisors, a few specifically, who do much, much, much more above and beyond that. And they don't get paid extra for that work. And really, all they're asking for is to be reimbursed for the gas and wear on their vehicle to get to those events that are, sometime, as Supervisor Hampson said, part of their job. And if they're not there, it's a big problem. And so they don't get paid for being there. It seems like the least we could do is pony up for some gas. I was at a meeting on mental health parity 2 weeks ago, and someone said, "Jill, I see you a lot. How much do you get paid for your job?" And I told her, and she laughed. She laughed at me. and said, this is volunteer work that you're doing. And because someone is on a committee that's more demanding, or they have more time for this job, or they have more energy for this job, it seems like we should reward them in that small way by reimbursing them for gas.
Any other supervisors who want to speak for the first time on this issue? I have a couple who are up for a second go around. Supervisor Feehan.
No,
Supervisor Geary.
We had this discussion last fall. We receive salary and mileage for our main meetings. How many people do you know that go to work, get paid to go to work? They take it from their pay, their hourly pay, or they take it from their salary. If they would be entitled to some type of reimbursement, they deduct it from their taxes. Receiving a check for $20 for additional mileage or $20 on your paycheck, to me, $20 is $20 or $30 or $40, whatever it is. It's an increase.
Supervisor Friedland.
Hold it. I forgot one thing. Gary, we don't have a fiscal note. Shouldn't we have a fiscal note? This obviously costs more money. I don't think anybody's disputing that.
But by matter of practice, we do not have fiscal notes on ordinances.
So that'll be the next ordinance coming from Supervisor Geary, is that we have an ordinance that says we have fiscal notes on ordinances. Supervisor Friedland.
I'd like to make a motion to amend this, and that would be by changing the first line to read, mileage may be claimed by all supervisors for official county business that results from their direct county board or committee responsibilities. It would be inserting the word direct. I think that would keep us a little bit more focused on asking for reimbursement only for the jobs that we do as part of our committee work and part of our general board work, because all of those examples that Supervisor Hampson gave are legitimate examples of for that. And I think that would...
Can we just get a second first before you continue to discuss? So it's been moved by Supervisor Friedland to amend the ordinance to insert the word direct in front of...
direct county board or committee responsibilities.
And that's seconded by Supervisor Richmond.
Point of order.
Supervisor Hampson.
I believe what you're talking about is the analysis on the first page, and that is not actually part of the ordinance.
No.
It's repeated in the ordinance itself, I think. Supervisor Friedland, did you want to say anything more in support of the amendment? No? So will you read again, please, the amendment that you're proposing and make sure you put it in writing.
Mileage may be claimed by all supervisors for official county business that results from their direct county board or committee responsibilities.
So inserting the word direct.
Add the word direct.
Any discussion on the county board or committee assignment? Discussion on the amendment. Supervisor Ebert.
So would the corporate counsel explain what that adding that word would mean to the amendment, please?
Bill, will you attempt to clarify what the word, inserting the word direct, would, what effect it would have on the ordinance?
I guess I'm not sure. It's kind of in your discretion as to whether it adds anything. I guess I don't have a comment on whether it does or doesn't. We were talking about official county business. If you think it adds something, that's fine. If you don't, I guess go against it.
Supervisor Conkle.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, I don't think that this amendment adds anything particular to the ordinance. I mean, I think it comes down to something as simple as you're either for the ordinance or you're not. But I don't see the word direct as adding anything to to alter what you can claim mileage for, because there's a lot of things that you can correlate that you do directly as a result of being a part of county board.
Any other discussion on the Friedland Amendment? So we're ready to vote on the amendment only. Let's do this on the computer just to get in the practice. If you are in favor of inserting the word direct in front of the phrase county board or committee, vote yes. If you are opposed, vote no. The amendment has failed on a 15-16 vote. Discussion on the ordinance. Supervisor Bills Kemper.
Well, I probably cost that because I voted against it anyway. I didn't think it changed things. You're going to be on the honor system. I don't think anybody is going to abuse this privilege. And regarding being a part-time employee, I'm telling you, some of you people don't seem to realize that you are a county board supervisor 24 hours a day. You can't go anywhere without somebody trying to engage you in some county business. But again, you're going to be on the honor system, and you know, I don't claim mileage just for inquiring minds, but I don't begrudge anybody who does. Thank you.
Supervisor Spiker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. How will it be implemented? How will the chairman, Doyle, say no or yes if you put it on your sheet, and then he goes down the sheet? You already attended the meeting in that. So do you have to call him up and ask him ahead of time then? I question the implementation of it more than I do. I know how I'm going to vote on it anyway, so.
So do you want an answer to your question?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, he's not here to say, but pre-authorization is not part of the process. It's in my conversations with him, if a supervisor says, I attended this meeting and requests reimbursement, and that Chairman Doyle is planning on signing off on that reimbursement sheet.
So he's not going to say.
So
no,
I think it's like Supervisor Bills Kemper said, it's the honor system. He's okay. Going to assume that they were honest in filling out the form.
Thank you, I guess.
I'm speaking on his behalf. Supervisor Ferries.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Does anybody have a number of 2009 expenses on mileage reimbursement? Mm-hmm. Just for a point of question here.
Gary has it. And it's in your budget book, as Steve O'Malley would say if he were here. I'm trying to stall for you, Gary.
2009 was $12,000.
All right, thank you.
Supervisor Schrader.
I would move to end debate.
It's been moved and seconded to end debate. That's not debatable. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Three no's, Supervisor Ebert, four no's, Supervisor Pedretti, Richmond, Friedland, Geary, five of them, sorry. Motion carries, debate is closed, we'll vote on the computer. Remember, it's the original ordinance, the amendment did not pass, so it's the original amendment, or ordinance, excuse me, as presented. If you are in favor of the ordinance, vote yes. If you are opposed, vote no. The ordinance passes on a 17-13-1 vote. The totals are on your screen if you're interested and up on the board. Is that it for you, Supervisor Billings, from Executive Committee?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Supervisor Hampson, Health and Human Services Board.
Sorry, I'm having trouble catching my breath
here. Catch your breath there. You have item 5-40.
I have item 5-40, and I am going to defer to Jill Billings because I wasn't here for that meeting, and she has had more to do with writing this up than I have. And so I will turn it over to the able Supervisor Billings.
And you don't want to push your luck?
Something like that.
Supervisor Billings.
Thank you, Supervisor Hampson. I have item 5/40, which is an ordinance to create section 1.56 entitled Family Policy Board Executive Committee of the General Code of La Crosse County, Wisconsin. And I move for its approval, and I'd like to retain the floor.
Moved by Supervisor Billings, seconded by Supervisor Wood. Go ahead, Supervisor Billings.
And I move that we waive the second reading of this ordinance.
With advance notice having been given last week, it's been we first need to gain approval to vote on this tonight. So it's been moved by Supervisor Billings to suspend the second reading of this ordinance and allow us to vote on it this evening. So that motion was made by Supervisor Billings, seconded by Supervisor Cruz. Discussion on voting tonight on this ordinance. Supervisor Spiker.
Could I hear the reasoning for waiving the rule?
Yes. At our planning and policy meeting, I asked for the grace of the county board. We've been working to try to get this together. This is really a creation of Jerry Huber over a decade ago. And we've been working toward codifying it, this family policy board. We've been meeting, like I said, for over a decade. Since he's leaving, we'd like to have our initial meetings before he leaves. And so I'm asking that we can vote on it tonight and then have our inaugural meetings with him.
Did that answer your question, Supervisor Spiker? Supervisor Schrader.
Will there then be two boards after you have the executive board? Is there still going to be another board?
Supervisor Billings? Do you mean of the Family Policy Board? Supervisor Billings?
I'm wondering if that's germane to the 30 Supervisor. Waiving. I'm wondering if that question's germane to waiving the second reading. Could we discuss it after we vote on waiving the second meeting or waiving?
Point well taken. Thank you, Supervisor Billings. So let's vote on the procedural matter of whether or not we agree to vote tonight on this ordinance, and then we can answer Supervisor Schrader's question. All those in favor of, in essence, suspending the rules and casting our vote tonight on an ordinance at its first reading, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Carries unanimously. Now, Supervisor Schrader's question about the executive committee.
The way it was written, I noticed that there was still a, in my mind, in a way, it looked like there were going to be two boards. There's going to be the executive and still the regular board.
Supervisor Billings?
I think that's a good question. There was a diagram that was included in some of the information that shows that the full Family Policy Board is the entity that's meeting currently. The problem is that there are about 40-some members on that board, and some of the members don't necessarily have the power to speak for their organizations. For example, we really need a superintendent of schools to speak for the school, and when they send a counselor as their representative, there have been some issues with that. So what we wanted to do with the Family Policy Board Executive Committee is tighten it up so that there are specific players that are sort of the, I don't want to say gatekeepers, but they're the entity that looks over the request from the Family Policy Board and decides whether it should go to the Health and Human Services Board. So there will be, once this ordinance is in effect, there will still be the full board of 40 people meeting monthly because they like to get together. Jody Wittich from Family Resource Center said there has never been communication between the organizations involved in family and children issues as there have been since this Family Policy Board has been created. And those entities really like that communication. They like getting together on a monthly basis and talking about issues and sharing information about conferences or things that are happening in their organizations. But that's an unwieldy number to be codified to be the final recommending committee to the Health and Human Services Board. So we created that smaller committee when it came to codifying this.
Supervisor Hampson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That's exactly what we do in the Criminal Justice Management Council. Also, an unwieldy number of members, not all with the jurisdiction to speak for their constituents or their organization. So we have an executive committee that meets, too. Also, the National Association of Local Boards of Health that I'm on has an executive committee for the same reason. So it's just the smaller group that can do decision making outside of the full group. Thank you.
Other discussion? Supervisor Ebert.
Yes, I suppose if you drop that down to 35, then it'd be the perfect number. I just have a problem. Again, you're going to have a monthly meeting. These folks, they get together, they make decisions, and now you're going to go to a super set of people, an executive committee, which I guess I'm not even that happy with the one we have for the county board. You're taking away the power from us as a general assembly, and I think that same thing would happen with your smaller group. You're, again, making these super people, and I just don't think it's in the best interest. You said you're meeting monthly. Is the executive committee going to meet more than monthly? Then it seems to me we're just creating another bureaucracy, and I'll vote against it.
Are there any other supervisors who wish to be heard on this for the first time? Supervisor Billings.
I'd like to hear from Jerry Huber, since he's been a big part of this.
Jerry?
Going along with Supervisor Hampson, I'm on the United Way Board. And really, what I heard from the Family Policy Board that we've had for 10 years is that they needed basically direction. And what we focused on for 10 years is what I call the three C's. Basically, we needed better communication between the agencies that work in family and children's issues. But we also needed coordination and collaboration on policy. The people that make up the 40-member group simply didn't have the ability to really focus on what the agenda should be. And the purpose of the executive committee is to really to guide and to direct them, and also to bring basically the recommendations for the Family Policy Board to their respective governing boards, the school board, the county board, the Health and Human Services Board. And so the reason for codifying this is really to give it some substance and some guidance for the executive committee. The purpose is not to create two committees. The purpose is to provide guidance for the policy board or the 40-member committee.
Supervisor Paff.
How would this executive committee be elected? Would it be elected from the 40-member committee itself? Any executive committee I was ever on was elected from the members of the committee to start with, so that they weren't hand-picked. They were picked by the committee itself to be the executive committee.
We felt that we couldn't do that because we needed to have the key players on the executive committee representing different governing boards. For example, we needed the sheriff. We needed somebody representing law enforcement, chief of police. We needed, obviously, the Health and Human Services Board chair, as well as other key school district superintendents. So we felt that the executive committee would have to be chosen and would have to be kind of hand-picked. And when we met as a planning group, we felt that the larger group would be for the purpose of communication. But the executive committee would have to be the ones that would bring policy forward. Therefore, they would have to be the ones that would be chosen from the different groups that are vital to the Family Policy Board.
It's also just outlined in the ordinance those positions on the executive committee and who's responsible for appointing them. So that selection process is pretty well outlined in the ordinance itself. Did that answer your question? Supervisor Burke.
I'm a little, the question is, I don't see this group mentioned in the ordinances at all now, is it?
That's a purpose for creating the ordinance.
Okay, so it's not really like the Criminal Justice Management Council, which is a group that is already a designated or, according to an ordinance.
I think the parallel that was being drawn to the Criminal Justice Management Council was the structure of having a larger group.
I know.
And then an executive
that.
Committee within
that.
That group. Not that it already exists in
ordinance. It doesn't have to be a
ordinance.
You're not saying that it had to be already.
No, it was just the structure of having an executive committee.
Okay,
I think was the parallel.
I'm not sure that when we formed that executive committee at Criminal Justice that it came to an ordinance, but I will check on that.
That might be a housekeeping matter to come to us next month. Any other discussion on the ordinance? Supervisor Wood.
Thank you. Having just gone through the process of developing priorities and policies and like things for the Wisconsin Association of Local Health Departments and Boards, I really see the need to have a group that does concentrate more on policy and direction and have goals and some benchmarks so that the group can stay energized to see if they are making a difference. At different events that I've gone to, the Mental Health Parity and also the Health Summit that was at UWL, the Health Science Consortium, other people in attendance always, well, I shouldn't say always, but, you know, I heard the comments from a number of people from outside the county that La Crosse County always seems to have all the players at the table, and we do a lot of this collaboration. Similar to what people are asking for when they want, you know, different similar departments to merge, be it Health and Human Services or the law enforcement or things like that. So, you know, I think this is just one more step that enables these many groups to come together to actually get something done. I'm sure that the executive committee will certainly, you know, listen to the other members and that no voices will be left out, especially in the policy parts of things. And if they don't really like working on the goals that might result from those policies, I'm sure there'll be a forum for them to discuss that. So I in no way think that any of the people at the table would be left out of significant discussion. But I really see the necessity to have this group to move the agenda forward. I'll voting in favor of this.
I'm assuming we're ready to vote since there are no other supervisors wishing to be recognized. On the computer, if you're in favor of the ordinance, vote yes. If you're opposed, vote no. Supervisor Mettinger, we need your vote. The ordinance is approved on a vote of some number that I can't read now. On a 26-4 vote. Is that it for you, Supervisor Hampson? I mean Billings. I'm sorry.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Supervisor Spiker, Public Works and Infrastructure.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have item 5-41 approved unanimously by the committee. And I was told tonight it also was approved by the committee from the City of La Crosse, the Public Works Committee, I believe. County request to narrow Vine Street. Whereas Vine Street between 3rd and 4th Street in the City of La Crosse is in need of reconstruction and improvements to the sidewalks and boulevards on both sides of the portion of the street are also being planned. Whereas narrowing of Vine Street to 34 feet curb to curb would enhance pedestrian safety as employees and customers cross Vine Street to access the law enforcement center. from the parking lot and narrowing the street would also increase courthouse security by providing larger buffer zone between the street and the building that will help protect the entrance to the LEC. Whereas by narrowing the Vine Street, the city and county will also be able to create boulevards on both sides of the street that will enhance the appearance of the streetscaping in this area. Whereas the City of La Crosse staff has indicated that the curb and gutter on the south side of Vine Street and the removal and payment of the street will be city expense. Whereas the county costs associated with this project will be included in the Law Enforcement Center construction project. Whereas the narrowing of Vine Street is in the public interest of the citizens of La Crosse County and the City of La Crosse. Now therefore be resolved that La Crosse County Board does hereby authorize the County Board Chair to sign any necessary documents to request that the City of La Crosse allow the narrowing of Vine Street between 3rd and 4th Street upon approval of the Corporation Council. Be it further resolved that the county share of the cost of the project shall be paid from funds allocated in the Law Enforcement Center Construction Project Contingency. Fiscal note, estimated cost to LEC project be $10,000 to $15,000. I will move for approval.
Moved by Supervisor Spiker, seconded by Supervisor Paff. Discussion on the resolution. Supervisor Ebert.
Just how many parking spots do we lose?
Mr. Spropoulos.
There's approximately 6 to 8 on the south side of the street.
And is that going to make a big deal in our
It's not going to affect our operation at all.
Thank you much, sir.
Any other discussion? All those, are we ready to vote? I'm so silent in here. All those in favor of the resolution signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Carries unanimously. Anything else, Supervisor Spiker? Wow. Thank you, Supervisor Spiker. Suggestions for future agenda items, Supervisor Mettinger.
Yes, I notice on the recorded votes that our county board chairperson is recorded as absent and everybody else is reported as excused. Surely he's excused tonight, isn't he?
We'll correct that for the record. Thank you, Supervisor Mettinger.
Yeah.
His absence was known ahead of time. Supervisor Benrud.
Before we adjourn, I'd like to thank Jerry Huber.
Jerry.
Please step back in here. I'd like to give him a big applause for all he's done.
No, we're clapping. That doesn't mean you get to the microphone.
Just to let you know, I'll probably be here on the 17th, which will be my last day. Just to give you an update, I'm going through what's called a vetting process with the governor of New York. Give you a little history on this. I was at the Criminal Justice Management Council yesterday, and Chief McHugh from Holman came up to me that the Bureau of Criminal Investigation, they do this incredible background check. You wouldn't believe it, what we're going through. They had to do city of Holman, the village of Holman, had to do a random sample of contacting people in Holman who don't know me. Basically, what do you know about Jerry Huber? So for people that want me to stay, this is your opportunity for that. I'm telling my staff, too. But hopefully our goal, my wife just got back from New York. She looked at about 30 different properties and had the sticker shock of her life for that. But we're hoping and praying that our house sells actually this weekend. We have two bids on it, contingent bids. The one thing about New York is that they don't take any contingency. So you have to have the money down for that. And if you know anything about Long Island, that's a lot of money down for that. But I really appreciate everything in the 12 years, and I'll say a little bit more on the 17th.
Thank How about you. The 15th? Isn't
Oh, maybe it's...
The roast is on the 15th, isn't it?
Yeah, don't you have a board meeting on the 17th, though?
We're not sure you'll be invited to that.
Oh, okay. Okay, goodbye.
But just a reminder to all supervisors that there is a going-away event for Jerry at Albert's. Is that right? On June 15th, maybe I wasn't supposed to tell you. So much for the surprise. There should have been an invitation on everyone's desk. Am I making this up?
Yes. No, it wasn't.
Could you say that again, Supervisor Billings?
Yes, there were invitations on our desk.
And they were surprises?
At the planning meeting.
Was it a surprise?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, good. So they were on everyone's desk. Any other future agenda items since we've strayed so far away on this topic? Supervisor Spiker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't know if this is a future item, but Gary, have we ever had an updated on the sales tax for 2009 and what's happening this year? Or is that a planning committee meeting subject? Or?
Either one. We can update you either through the county administrator's report or okay. That would probably be appropriate.
Thank you.
Supervisor Ebert.
Gary, a while ago we talked about getting new bids for Springsteen and them. Remember that?
Springstead.
Springstead, a long time ago.
Have music on the brain, and rock and roll.
Where does that stand?
Oh, it's on the burner. It's been on the back burner. We can move it up further.
So now Springstead has moved in front of Springsteen.
Springstead. And then the other thing is, when do you anticipate doing a thing on the central processing fee and the chargebacks?
At a future planning meeting, so that will be up to Chairman Doyle and Mr. O'Malley.
Is that what some of us refer to as indirect costs?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any other future agenda items? Supervisor Geary, are you going for the mic there?
Well, maybe. Bill, maybe, when's the last time we had an update on litigations? Well, once a year we get them. If we had one 6 months ago, we didn't get for 6 months. But I like to have them once a year, you know, on that pending litigation. I don't know if you need closed or open. I don't need it next month. It might be next fall. Just on some future agenda, if you got anything new to add, inform us.
Sure.
Since the last time.
We can do that.
Good suggestion. Any other future agenda items? Supervisor Sobranek.
Hello, Madam Chair. Just a point to ponder before we leave. Letting the cat out of the bag is a whole lot easier than putting it back. With that, I move the adjournment.
Moved by Supervisor Sobranek, seconded by Supervisor Kyle to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We are adjourned. Thank you.